The United States can be an intimidating place for a newly arrived immigrant. And if you don't know the language or you don't get out of the house, you can easily feel lonely, isolated. Sisterhood Fitness wants to change that narrative for immigrant women in Southeast Michigan. It began by offering fitness classes just for women, mainly Arab Muslim immigrant women. But that's blossomed into a kind of community center for these women, offering language and citizenship classes and that sense of community. Here with us now is the founder and director of Sisterhood Fitness, Claire Kirby. Welcome to Stateside, Claire.
Thank you, Cindy.
So good to have you here. And we welcome Kathar Jaber, who recently made the move from Sisterhood Fitness member to an employee. Kathar, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Cindy.
So, Claire, just start by telling us what the mission of Sisterhood Fitness is.
Yeah. Our mission at Sisterhood is to empower women to strengthen both their body, mind, and heart. And so, like you said, we started out focusing primarily on exercise classes because that was really the first thing I started hearing from my friends in the community was like a huge need and desire that they had, and they didn't really have anywhere that they could go to safely be able to like work out and get healthier. So we started out doing that. But then, like you said, we have added other classes as well, just based on what we hear our needs in the community. So we teach ESL. This summer, I've been teaching a citizenship class. There are a lot of women who are like preparing to go for their interviews. We're also hoping to add GED in the fall, just because we've also had a number of women just like wanting to like continue their education in that way. And they really need a safe place that they feel they trust and can come to for those things.
And what opened your eyes to this need in the community? How did you discover this?
Yeah, well, so I moved to Hamtramck 8 years ago. And when I first moved, I was teaching ESL to adult immigrant women. And most of my students were from Yemen. During our classes, we would take a break in the middle to do some exercises, just to
like a seventh inning stretch.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> To just kind of help ourselves like refocus.
Certainly.
And the women just loved it like so much. And they just started sharing things about how so many of them come from the villages in their home country and were used to being able to like work on the farm or like go for walks. Like easily they knew where to go. And it's just like really beautiful over there. And then they moved from that to Hamtramck, the inner city. It's a new language. It's like crowded. It's like, it is scary. It's like confusing. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of getting lost or just not sure how to communicate or other things like that. And so as they just started voicing more and more, hearing these women saying that they really needed a space that they could go because they were just trapped in their homes so much of the time, sitting on the couch, also to having access to like more like unhealthy junk food and things like that, not really knowing like how to have a healthy diet.
Sure.
They were starting to like get embarrassed to tell their families like back home like mm-hmm. how much weight they'd gained and other things like that.
So they're telling you these stories and you're thinking, I need to do something.
Yeah, well, first I thought it would just be nice if someone did it in Hamtramck. And then it ended up being me and some friends. So
Kathar, tell us, first of all, when did you immigrate to the U.S.?
When I was 7.
Okay. From?
I was born in Jordan but raised mm-hmm. in Bethlehem. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Dearborn, Michigan, actually, I left the age of 15 to California. Came back like about 11 years ago to Hamtramck.
And you were, as you say, a child when you came here, mm-hmm. but you certainly have an understanding of kind of what the challenges are someone faces when they first arrive. Give us an idea of some of the roadblocks that make it hard for these women who come to Sisterhood, who are so happy to find it. What wasn't there before?
Well, time is changing. The world is changing. People are changing. So are Yemen people. They were more strict. They're getting a little bit less strict. And most of them do want their wives or sisters or mothers to get more educated health-wise, even in driving and, you know, like going places. Because I had a friend. She's never been to a grocery store. Her first store was Walmart. Mm. And she has come a long way.
So from feeling that she could not leave the house.
Yes.
And this, what, gives a good, safe place where a woman's comfortable and so are the members of her family
yeah.
with her going.
Yeah, she
That's
walks.
Very important.
She even brought her daughter with her now.
Okay.
So it's a mom and daughter.
And what brought you to Sisterhood Fitness?
Well, I'm a highly motivated person, and I used to work out at home, and I got bored. And then a friend of mine told me about it. And I'm like, what? There's a gym? So I'm like, let's go. She's like, I can't take it. I'm like, we're going. So I went and I joined and I loved it. You know?
Why?
It's like home. A lot of people, we become friends. We tell each other certain things that doesn't go out of the gym. You know, it's personal. And we get along really well. And we teach each other about our problems sometimes that nobody needs to know. So it's like a circle, you know. And we motivate each other. We had a cooking class to teach them how to cook healthy, to eat healthy. Besides just eating, they're used to eating bread and butter. That's the main food they love. A lot of veggies, fruit, how to cook them, how to increase their diet, their esteem. You know, they were like self-esteem was really low.
Well, when you come and you are a Muslim woman and you've come from an Arabic country, I'm sure looking out at what's around can be very overwhelming.
It is. It is. Because, you know, it was overwhelming for me when I moved to Hamtramck. I was lonely, and you know, I thought the world, like, hated me. And, you know, yeah, then you get to meet people there, and you become friends. You share numbers.
I'm not alone.
Nope, you're not alone.
And I'm sure just that getting and moving and being fit helps your mental outlook.
Yes.
Who do you have as instructors, Claire? Who comes to teach?
Well, up until a couple months ago, we were all volunteer run. And so we've been open for almost 2 years now. And it was just a couple months ago that I started getting paid to be director there full time. And then that we were able to hire Kothar just recently to help us out as our Arabic assistant. Mm-hmm. And she is also one of our main instructors.
So you're teaching. You're also a liaison to the community. What's your message, Kothar, as you talk to other women to go out into the community and try to let them know that Sisterhood Fitness is there?
My message is they need to learn how to take care of themselves. They need some time for themselves because in the Arabic culture, it's all about husbands and children, and it's not. We exist too. All the women exist, so they are empowered. They feel good. They're looking good. It's just beautiful, and that's my message to the community. Don't be scared. Come out and do something for yourself. Learn. It's a beautiful thing.
How are you helping them build their new lives in the United States?
They're more independent. They walk more. They can go places. They can go to the stores now. If they ask their husbands, you know, they're like, why not? Go. So they get to walk Joseph Campbell, which wasn't allowed to because there was so much Arabic people, especially men, and the woman wasn't allowed to go. But now it's like, if you're a strong woman, you can go walking. You can go out the house, you know. You can go places. So this is what I tell them. You know, you need to go out and just see the world.
You see them strong.
Yes,
and
yes.
They look at them with different eyes.
Yes, yes.
Claire, has this all worked out like you'd hoped or even beyond?
I think beyond. One thing that I love so much about being there and what's happening is just how much of that it is really a community space. And originally when my friends and I were going to open it, we thought women would come do like their 45-minute workout and kind of just like head on out. But that's not the case. Women will stay for 3 hours if we let them. So they will, they'll come and they'll do their workout, but really they want to be able to connect with other women and just share things that are going on in their lives. And it's just, it's so much fun.
And look what happens when you go from someone ought to do something about this to, you know what, I will. And I'll find people that share my vision.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Claire Kirby and Kothar Jaber of Sisterhood Fitness, located on Joseph Campbell in Hamtramck. Thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.